Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello. Happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Now, let's start, of course, by looking ahead to a massive, mahoosive game day on the TalkSport network. From 11 a.m, you can hear build-up and live commentary as Southampton host Manchester United. Let's hear from both gaffers now, Ralphie and Ericky.
Sometimes changes are because of tactical thoughts you have, and that makes it always difficult to be sure what we are facing, what squad we are facing here. And even if Casemiro is playing, then it is not so 100% clear that it is in what way ever a different squad. I mean, we have definitely facing a very strong team here, and in the end, it's up to us to keep on going in the way we want to go. And we play at home in front of our crowd. We have shown the last two games that we are competitive, and this is the next big challenge, and we want to show ourselves how good we are.
The spirit was already good, but now it's even better, it's clear, but it's only one game, and so we have to build further on, we have to develop, and I think everyone is aware of that. I think it supports, it helps, of course, because I said before the game, Liverpool is, especially last year, the best playing football team for me in the world. And when you beat them, it must give a lot of confidence, clear. I'm really curious, did we learn the lesson from Brentford? Because this is will be more or less the same approach. It's about transition, it's about running, it's about battling and fighting, and then we have to make it our game. So it's a real challenge for us to do that.
Now, as rumours rumble on, not easy for me to say, over Cristiano Ronaldo's future and a possible move to Napoli, Alan Brazil and Stuart Psycho Pierce were joined by former United striker Louis Sahar on the TalkSport Breakfast Show yesterday, and he feels that Ronaldo gets too much blame.
Last year, he was the only target. Every time the Man United was not playing well, it was his fault.
Yeah.
He was the one that took a lot of pressure because no one else was at the same level as him. It should have been Bruno Fernandes, or Rashford, or all those players. And it was him. Always perform or trying to do his best. I think now he maybe think that things going to be or remain the same way. So that's why he's showing more frustration than anything. They show how strong you could be physically, and it was the base that was missing in the first two games. And obviously, it gave a lot of ups, but it's all about on the field, producing and being consistent. That's why we're asking from those guys, because this is how you win trophies, and this is the type of standard you expect, and that's why they've been under a lot of criticism. I think, especially when you start a new era with a new manager, that's what make a bit sad is the Cristiano Ronaldo situation, because you want all your players who are guarding what they really want in their head. They keep that quiet until something happens and it's concluded, And this is what is a bit frustrating, because you allowed a lot of press, a lot of people to have a judgment and distract the kind of attention that those guys need.
Now, over on TalkSport 2, Brentford host Everton, as Frank Lampard looks to get his first win of the season. Let's hear what he had to say. But first, here's the Brentford gaffer, Thomas Frank.
Very impressed with the attacking side of the game, definitely. I think, I can't remember, was it before Colchester? I think, Jay, we spoke about, we think we scored last year, we scored 3 goals and conceded 1. So I like to concede only 1 goal and then score 8. Then I think we would have had 9 points instead of 4. But the offensive part is something we're very pleased with. You can never take for granted that the defensive side of the game, that's normally is an area we are good at. So it's something we constantly need to work on, constantly to improve in many areas. But no doubt the offensive part of it is a big thing, right? 7. I think the overall performance, I think we played much more good minutes than bad minutes. That's why we're going towards that.
Lack of firepower is something we're well aware of, and it will be very difficult in this Premier League to win games, because even if you're in control of game, even if your stats say 19 shots, if you don't take those chances, it's very hard to keep control of a game for 90 minutes. And that's what happened against Forest. We were in good control. Only our individual mistakes would have given them a goal. And then they score, because as the game goes on, that's Premier League football. So we're working very hard to address that, and we have to.
Now, on White and Jordan, the guys were joined by Everton defender Mason Holgate, who admits that it's been a tough old start to the season. But with players like Anthony Gordon in the team, the best is still to come. Obviously, because of course the worst is currently happening.
Ant's a great player. I think he's not had a massive amount of time playing. He's only played half a season, so maybe to expect everything of him now is unrealistic. But I think the ability that he's got and the work rate he's got and how he is as a person, he's got everything there to become a top player. But I think everybody knows that. That's why there's so much news and links and stuff with him, because it's there to see. And I think the performances that he's put in have showed that. But I think it's a time thing. I don't think people can expect the end product of him now. I think he's only going to get better with years to come. I think it's quite upbeat. I think, obviously, if you look at the results, it's not fantastic and it's not where we want to be results-wise. But I think the performances are something that we're positive about. I think if you look at the 2 defeats, on a different day, could have gone another way. But ultimately, we can't sit back and say that. We know things have got to change, but I think the performances are there for us to build on, and it's early doors in the season, so there's no need to panic about it. If we keep getting better and keep performing, I'm pretty sure that the results will start to match the performances that we're putting in. If you look at the last 3 performances, that's probably where we lacked goals. There's no hiding from that. I think the gaffer's said it himself. We're not silly. We know we need to start scoring goals, but I think if you look at the team that we've got at the moment, I think there's goals there. It's just at the moment it's not clicking. So obviously when Dom comes back, that's going to be a big boost. Or if the transfer window's open, if they sign a striker, that'll be great for us. And I think there's no hiding from that. I think everybody knows it. There's no point pretending it's not a problem when it's not a huge problem, but it is a problem for us at the moment. I think with the performances and the chances we have, we need to start taking them and scoring more goals.
Now, last night, TalkSport 2 had live and exclusive EFL commentary as Luton Town hosted table toppers Sheffield United. This is how it all played out.
And the football weekend is off and underway across the TalkSport network at the top of the Sky Bet Championship. Low ball into the penalty of the shot and turn from Carlton Morris, and it sliced wide in the end, but it was a really good opportunity. Bell now with the cross drifted in, Morris with the header, and Luton Town take the lead against the Championship leaders, and it's Carlton Morris with his first goal at Kenilworth Road.
Wed Fodrum is a fantastic keeper, but there's no way he's getting to this, and it's a fantastic goal from Luton.
Headed away by Lockyer, quickly returned, flicked on by Egan McBurney's volley, and it's a goal which Ollie McBurney's been waiting for a long, long time. And for the first time in nearly 2 years, Ollie McBurney is on the score sheet for Sheffield United.
Gets his knee over, keeps his composure, goes across Horvath, and it's a brilliant finish.
As the full-time whistle goes, really good game. Sheffield United, the leaders, emerge from Kenilworth Road with a point. Luton Town 1, Sheffield United 1.
In the late kickoff, Arsenal host Fulham in a London derby as the Gunners look to stay top of the table. Let's hear from both gaffers now, Marco Silva and Mikel Arteta, who is set to manage his 100th Premier League game as Arsenal manager.
Ooh.
How difficult and how beautiful life is when you win or lose. Especially that, and then that looking back, obviously analyzing the journey, and how many things have happened in the way that every decision counts, that consistency is so important, and just do what you believe in, because at the end it will happen. We are human beings, without, especially when you lose football matches and when the environment turns around and you don't find a real way to win matches, even though sometimes you deserve to do that, trying to find other ways to adapt. And I think you have to adapt, but at the end you have to feel what you do, because it's the best way to transmit it, especially to your players and then to the to our supporters and everybody around the club. And this is what we have tried to do at all times.
My players, they know that when they go inside the pitch, they have full confidence from myself, my staff, their teammates, to play at their best level. Of course, after you have to play in a way that you can take the best from your players. And of course, and a striker like Mitrovic, you have to take the best from him, but to deliver from him to as well, where is his strongest part in the game. Of course, with all the others, we are working with him as well to keep improving, and he's always open to learn. He's always open to improve every single day, and not just Mitrovic. Of course, the connection from the first day between us is being fantastic. He's being really good. He's improving every time. Every time we know better each other, and he knows better myself, the way I manage all the situations, the connection is getting stronger. But of course, it's not just with him. All the players, when they go inside the pitch, they know everything what they should do or not, and they have all the support from ourselves.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle, and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Chelsea hosts Leicester this afternoon with Brendan Rodgers feeling the pressure as his side still remains winless this season. Let's hear from him and the manager in the opposing dugout, Thomas Tuchel.
It was the pre-season that it was, and the season starts, and we get to know each other better. And like I said many times before, I'm not 100% sure like where we are, how we are, who we are. We are in transition as a club and as a team. And these things, the bitter they are, but help us to get a clearer view, to make some decisions for the upcoming matches, make things clearer to us, to me, and then we can transport it to the players to improve, because we need to improve.
It's absolutely fine. We're very lucky to work in the profession that we do, Jason. There are more important things in life, and like I said, you know, football is obviously important for many people's lives, and we do as well as we possibly can do to make those lives as happy as we can. But when you're not winning games, it's all about process. You got to get back, get into work. I'm one of the last people that will lose my optimism. You know, I'm very optimistic in life and with this team and with the club. So we come in every day. We're very fortunate to work in a great facility. And I know there's a lot of noise and speculation around what we haven't done in terms of transfers and improving the squad. But ultimately, we come in here every day to improve and develop, and that hasn't changed.
Chelsea target Wesley Fofana will not be involved in the match this weekend as he continues to look for a move. Simon Jordan and Martin Keown both outlined how they would deal with the situation.
If I were in a situation where I was the owner of Leicester City Football Club, I'd do one of two things. I would have made it absolutely unequivocally clear to the player, you're going nowhere, if that was my position. Forget it. I don't care what you do, how you do it, what you do, and what you say to whom, and who's listening. You're not going. So you've got 3 years to go. Maybe we'll talk about it in a year's time, but this is the end of the discussion. Or, if that was too much like hard yards because it was going to lead us into a path where there was going to be a sort of Mexican standoff, then I would say to Chelsea, in no unequivocal terms, this is the price. It's £85 million or whatever it is. It's £85 million on the nail. And you meet that price, you have this player. So don't keep coming back and unsettling my player. Don't keep coming back and backdooring us and probably talking to the player about what salary he's going to get. Now he's going to come to Chelsea and whatever else you think you're entitled to do because you've already got an offer out there. You come to me with the money and I'd go to the player and say, this is it. It's simple. I paid 36 and a half million quid for you. You've doubled in value at least. You're in a big boys league now. You're going to one of the richest clubs in this country. You're going to get paid all the money in the world as a salary. So I will ask for this money and you will accept it. And you and your agent will wait until that deal is done. And in the meantime, get your backside on the training ground, play for the team like a professional footballer, or we're going to have a massive problem.
I feel this is like a massive distraction for Leicester right now. Came in a couple of years ago from St Etienne. We all know what a wonderful player he is. We all know eventually he's going to leave Leicester. You know, not suggesting that Leicester is a place where it's a stepping stone, but it, you know, it's become that really. It looks as if the player, though, has decided, look, there's one way out. There's only one way out. It looks to me like he's almost refused to play. He must be refusing to play. That's kind of the lowest of the low. There's absolutely no way that you would do that as a professional. You don't really want to stoop that low as a professional. It leaves a really bad taste in the mouth about how he's been at the club.
And finally, Alex Neil is set to be confirmed as the new manager of Stoke City, leaving Sunderland after just five games this season. David Connolly and Mickey Gray gave their thoughts on the move on the EFL show.
I think there's a lot of Sunderland supporters are absolutely devastated because Alex has certainly got something going at the football club. The promotion from League One, which a lot of managers have obviously tried to do and they failed, and Alex Neil was the man to come in and get that job done. And it looks like he's taken the club to another level. But yet again, it feels like Sunderland have made another mistake, Dan, by not giving Alex Neil a proper contract and just keeping this rolling contract going. And you can't blame the guy for wanting to go to a club that are going to offer him maybe a 2 or 3 year contract so he knows he's got that that sustainability at the football club.
Something doesn't sit right here, which is what the Sunderland fans will be thinking. What has gone wrong here? He's had a really good start. Maybe Alex is doing the crunching the data and going, we're lucky at the minute, you know, because if we keep going like this, look at our bench, look at the depth, have we got enough compared to other teams, even compared to a Stoke, the side that he beat, you know. So I think a lot of the blame here, if there is any blame, I think, and the Sunderland fans, some of them have been saying this, is, you know, what is Christian Speakman's role in this, you know, because he's the link from Alex to the board, you know, and that contract, or did they not appease him with maybe the signings that they wanted? It's very easy to sit up there as a sporting director, I think, and then, yeah, you're the manager and your head's on the block.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Don't forget, of course, to hit that subscribe button. I'm back on TalkSport on Monday afternoon at 4 p.m. alongside Darren Bent on, of course, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show. Let me tell you about football are coming at you like Cleopatra before I leave. Today at 12:30, you can hear live and exclusive commentary on TalkSport of Southampton against Manchester United. Then over on TalkSport 2 in the Championship at 12:30, you can hear Sunderland against Norwich. And then at 2:30, you can hear Game Day Live with Adrian Durham, all the goals as they go in. Don't forget, of course, over on TalkSport 2 at 3:00, you can hear live commentary of Brentford against Everton. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good weekend. Above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here.
I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.